on maynard.com.au. I haven't actually been into Tim Ritchie's photographic exhibition yet, but I've already bumped into some fairly major people in the art world. I've got Miss Death. Miss Death, what do you make of Tim's? Is he more Ansel Adams or is he more of a Diane Arbus?
Definitely a Diane Arbus.
It's Diane Arbus's jaundiced eye. He's able to see Sydney for what it really is, and that is the beauty and the horror all at the same time. Yes. And I love that because I drove Mission Beach for years, Maynard. I've also been a friend of yours, so I know what the horror is all about.
Oh, his photos are mainly divorced. Of people, aren't they?
Oh, no. There's people. There's some people. There were some people in there. They're absolutely stunning. They really are stunning.
He was a DJ like you. He'd be out there on a weekday night and at 3 or 4 in the morning he'd finish and the sun would virtually be rising. You'd look out and you'd go, God, this town is great when there's no one walking around in it.
And now he's got his wish. See, dreams do come true if you wait long enough. I remember Tim saying to me the reason he gave up DJing one night, he was DJing at Kinsella's. It was some ridiculous hour in the morning. He said, I could be at home with my wife now. Mm-hmm. And then he just stopped DJing. Yeah. So how come you've never done that, Jay?
Because I actually take my wife with me.
Oh, he takes me with him.
That's what Tim needed to do.
Home is everywhere we go.
Well, I guess I better actually get in there and talk to the person. Get on down there to Toho Nights. And, of course, if you can't get to Toho Nights, get along there to the Elements Party for what Double J should sound like on the 9th.
That'll be brilliant, that Elements Party.
You can't have an exhibit without someone who's willing to fork up the bucks and go, look, I'm going to put my cahooties on the line and put up some money for this. I'm talking to Paris now, who's either silent backer for this exhibition.
I'm just from Groove Scooter and we love Tim. We started seeing his photos online, so we said, Tim, you've got to do an exhibition.
You've sold a fair percentage of the works already and it's the opening night.
Which has been great. People love them.
What ones do the public seem to be going for? Colourful ones, the really abstract black and white ones?
The sort of architectural ones. It's very much that kind of connecting with the city without people around.
So I'm talking to the artist himself. I'm looking at some wonderful shots. They remind me in the brightness of them like Cibachrome prints used to be back in the day, which is what was made from 35mm colour slides printed on positive paper. But I think these are beautifully digitally printed shots of an empty Sydney, a lonely Sydney, an intimidating Sydney, but a Sydney that Tim Ritchie knows very well.
Maynard, hello.
What have you been doing taking photos of Sydney with no people around?
Back in the day when I used to finish in clubs at 3 and then pack up, then I'd wander the streets by myself for a few hours between sort of 4 and 6 and didn't know that I missed it. I got a proper job, was up going to work, and then found cycling to encourage my daughter to cycle. She taught me to cycle because I wasn't a cyclist as a kid, and then would take photos with my phone, and then found people like those on social media and it encouraged me. I kept cycling, bought a better camera, and now a really great camera. And I've got 5 lenses and my camera and a tripod on my bike, and I cycle around every morning by myself, owning Sydney. I own Sydney every morning.
What is your favourite area of Sydney to go to photograph? The one you could revisit many times and come up with different photos every time?
The harbour is a bit cliched, but it's the harbour. And I've actually been taking lots of photos of water. There's one next to me right now. And I also love grimy back alleys that are actually scary to set up my tripod.
Being at odd hours of the night, what's the most scary experience you've had while photographing?
I was taking a photo of the Reserve Bank once in Martin Place, and it was 4:30 in the morning, and an ice addict came up and tried to take the camera from me, and so there's a little bit of a tussle over that, but that's what started me in this abstract thing of moving the camera. And so he was my inspiration for that.
Have you been asked anything by the security forces of Australia what you're doing, taking photos of our landmarks at unusual times in a way that could be seen as somewhat suspicious in a homeland security way?
Many times, maybe 50 times. I've been moved on a number of times. When you got your expensive gear there, just think, will I bother having the really solid argument about I'm on public property, you cannot stop me, when all they need to do is slap the camera and it falls on the ground. So I usually try and be very polite, and just some of them are very angry men who don't want to be up at that time of the day. I wish I wasn't there.
Now, would you describe yourself as more of a Ansel Adams or a Diane Arbus?
I don't compare myself to anybody.
Has anyone influenced you at all? Because I know you're pretty much self-taught. Have you had to flick through some books? I mean, hey, this Warhol guy, he got other people to do the photos for him. There's an idea.
I actually use things like Instagram, and I go through and I just look at photos and work out why I like them, and then use that in processing in my mind how I'll approach other things in the future.
You must be getting sick of getting up early in the morning.
No. Okay. No, I love it. The solitude, peace of mind, using my body to go fast on the bike, they're all really good feelings. And I often don't want to get up. I really don't want to get up. But once I'm up and on my bike, it's really fulfilling. And my day is better from going cycling early. If I don't cycle early, my day, I just don't feel as good.
You originally started doing this because of diabetic issues. Have they gotten better because of your exercise?
They have. I was on the way to a heart attack or stroke, and now I'm not. Feeling really good. The other thing you can't do is drink too much if you're going to go cycling the next morning.
So. Yes, that's a good thing. So there's no website we can have a look at your stuff or anything?
If you follow me on Instagram, my Facebook page is open, Tumblr, Flickr, LinkedIn, they're all there.
Thanks, Tim. Good luck with the exhibit. I hear you've sold about half of it already.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you. That's good.
DJ ADHD, Mr. Hickey, David Hickey. Of course, you've heard him on What Double J Should Sound Like and Around the Traps. Of course, he'll be at the Elements Party on the 9th doing his visual images and his audio tectonic plates for you. What do you make of this photographic exhibition by Tim Ritchie? What do you think of these still images you've got here?
Tim's work's very, very good. I love how he's captured the essence of Sydney in all sorts of abstract ways, from just little squiggly lines as waves across the harbour through to doorways, special doorways that you don't want to go down.
It's very telling now because of the way that Sydney's probably emptier at night than it's been for quite a few decades these days, that these photos have very few people in them.
Very empty, which represents what Sydney's like at this point in time.
Well, Hickey, I better let you go because I can see you just want to smudge a few of these photos by getting up a bit close.
Thank you very much.
We've got our old friend Tony Push here. Tony Push, you're no stranger to an art opening. Compared to the art openings you've been, how does Tim Ritchie's compare?
Exceedingly high quality of work here. I now pronounce this exhibition open. He's got an amazing eye. He can zoom in and focus on objects and beautiful shapes probably 15 kilometres away. I don't know how he does it.
You're someone who has wandered around the city of Sydney at some odd hours. Do you think he certainly has captured the mood of empty Sydney?
You betcha. No, that's one of the beauties of his photographs. He really does capture the moment, the mood, the hour of the day. I mean, it can't be too comfortable a thing to bicycle through Sydney at 5 a.m. on a winter's morning. And that comes across in the photograph.
There's something about the stillness of the entire planet between the hours of 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. that I quite enjoy. If you've got to do something intense and you don't want to be interrupted, it's a good time to be doing it.
Absolutely. It's as if the world and yourself and your thoughts move incredibly slowly. It's a sort of slow motion time of the day.
On maynard.com.au.